Hey, hey, hey! It's episode 13 of Pixel Heart Duo. We made it to lucky episode number 13, and neither one of us died. So, huzzah!
I mean, yeah, that's good.
I don't know. Some people are super, super duper superstitious about.
Should we have just numbered it 14 just to be safe, or
no? No, I wrath in the face of superstitions.
Okay.
I'm going to be throwing salt over my shoulder as soon as we go off, but whatever. So, yeah, episode 13. It's hard to believe, like, we've got, you know, we're chugging along now. For those of you who don't know, we are Pixel Heart Duo. I am Frick.
And I am Fox.
We are the duo Pixel Heart, why? Because we're a couple of old head gamers. We look younger than we are, and we just so happen to be a duo. We are a couple getting married here in August. Can't wait. But yeah, so we cover a plethora of topics. Sometimes it's about couples gaming. Other times it's about gaming couples. This week, we are going to be prepping you for the spring Steam sale. It's going to be taking place the 14th to the 21st of March. I know those of you who are spring era Steam veterans are like, spring sale, more like one of 19 spring sales. Like, Steam's always got sales going on, but this is like their big one. So in honor of that, we kind of scrubbed our wish lists for those of you who are like us and have long Steam wish lists. I think my Steam library is something like 350 games, and my wish list is another 200 and some odd games that I added all the way back in like 2013. Yep. Like, we never get to the bottom of the wish list. So we went and we scrubbed our wish list, and we each picked a few games that will either be a part of the sale or we want to put on your radar so that when they do go on sale, you pick them up. Some of them are newer than others. A couple of them are going to be pretty old. My first game is pretty old. It's ancient by gaming standards. In fact, some of you who are listening, you know, number one, it's probably past your bedtime. Number two, your parents probably played this. You know, I remember playing it. So before we get into that, I'd like to thank our sponsors, McDonald's, Krispy Kreme Donuts, and we don't have sponsors. I'm joking. Hopefully soon, but you know, not yet. Maybe we'll get sponsored by Vans with the amount of shoes we buy. We'll see.
Yeah, we've invested a small fortune into our Vans.
Yeah, that's okay. But so Steam Spring Sale. Like I said, we're each gonna cover a few titles. We're gonna have a topic like we do. That is our formula. But yeah, let's just jump right into it. This game is currently not on sale. I don't know if it'll be a part of the Steam Spring Sale. Sources say yes. My crystal ball says very likely, simply because it's on sale so frequently. It was released eons ago. This game is Left 4 Dead 2. It was originally released in November of 2009, and it still has a healthy player base. It was set in the zombie apocalypse, Left 4 Dead 2. It's the highly anticipated sequel to the award-winning Left 4 Dead, the number one co-op game of 2008. I played so many hours with my friends on that game. This cooperative action horror FPS takes you and your friends through the cities, swamps, and cemeteries of the Deep South from Savannah to New Orleans across five expansive campaigns. You'll play as one of four new survivors armed with a wide, devastating array of classic and upgraded weapons. In addition to firearms, you'll also get a chance to take out some aggression on infected with various carnage-creating melee weapons, from chainsaws to axes and even the deadly frying pan. You'll be putting these weapons to the test against, or playing as, in Versus, three horrific and formidable new special infected. For those of you who played the original Left 4 Dead, the smoker, crazy. They got three new ones. You'll also encounter five new infected, including the terrifying Mudmen. Helping to take Left 4 Dead's frantic, action-packed gameplay to the next level is AI Director 2.0. This improved director can procedurally change the weather you'll fight through and the pathways you'll take, in addition to tailoring the enemy population effects and sounds to match your performance. Left 4 Dead 2 promises a satisfying and uniquely challenging experience every time the game is played, custom-fitted to your style of play. It's often on sale, so even though it's fairly inexpensive, it's $9.99 right now. Or you can buy Left 4 Dead and Left 4 Dead 2 for $14.98 on Steam right now. You can often get it up to 90% off, making it less than $1 to pick up and play. It's on my wish list. The last time it was 99 cents, I looked at it and I was like, I really need to pick up this game. You're not a big horror fan. That's the number one reason why I haven't bought it yet. It's just because I don't have people to play it. Like, it is an old game. It is a fantastic game, but it is old, and it's the plight of a gamer. It's kind of like having eyes bigger than your stomach. I have a wish list bigger than the free time I have to play games. So it's like, do I want to play Left 4 Dead 2, or do I want to play a game like League of Legends, Pal World, or do we want to just watch anime? Like, you only have so much free time, so it's kind of like, eh. But it is a blast to play. I played
like 99 cents.
Yeah,
I mean, you could probably find that in the floorboard of your car.
Well, if only Steam would take coins. Absolutely, yeah. But yeah, it's for 99 cents, it really, like, even if it was a trash game, I would say, you know, it's 99 cents. Like, you'll get an hour or two of enjoyment out of it. Like, minimum wage in a lot of areas in the U.S. is $15. So, you know, you pay 99 cents, you know, you get 4 minutes of enjoyment out of the game, you get your money's worth. But yeah, and it's one of those games where until another one, like Back 4 Blood was supposed to be the spiritual successor, and it just didn't catch on like Left 4 Dead and Left 4 Dead 2 did. It's something about that, you know, the first one and the sequel that just, they haven't been able to capture the magic again.
Okay, I tell you what, even though horror games are not my genre of choice, next time I go on sale, 99 cents. We can get it. I'll play it with you.
Well, and it's being a survivor is fun. Like, it's a ton of fun. But once you switch over and you are one of the special zombies, like, the survivors don't know who the human players are. They just see horde of zombies. Like,
mm-hmm.
And I still remember the first time, like, and I am blanking on the, I think it was the hunter, smoker, then there was the big one. I can't remember the fourth one, but like the hunter had this, like, it can jump on you. And then there was another one where it had this long tongue and it could like flip out. And so like the survivors won't even see you. And all of a sudden your tongue, like you can like be sitting on a building above them and just whoop and just pick one off. And this was back before like voice comms were like standard in games. So if you didn't have voice comms activated, like you would just grab one of the survivors and just start pulling them up the wall, like with your tongue around their neck, and it's just like you just pick them off like they're the wounded gazelle in the back of the pack. And they didn't even know, like, Left 4 Dead, what makes it so fun is you can play as the good guys or the dead guys, and like it's so much fun because it's countless hours, it's procedurally generated, there are campaigns, but like it's so much, like the multiplayer is just so satisfying.
Are they like matches that are fairly short?
They can be. If the survivors die quick, and there's a way to like revive people, and like they go down, you can like bandage them up. But you know, they could be, you know, like 30 seconds long, or they can be 30 minutes. It really, the survivors have to get to the end of the map, like.
Okay.
And so it makes it really, really interesting to see the tactics, like, between the zombies and the survivors. Like, it's a ton of fun. 99 cents, if it goes on sale, even if it goes on sale at 80% off and you're paying $1.98, like, it's still well worth it. Because, again, like, that's, what, 10 minutes of enjoyment and you get your money's worth? So.
Right.
And if you ever, never, never play it, I mean, it'll just pad stats in your Steam library. So there you go. Yeah. So the next game that I'm going to introduce is a little bit newer. It's still an older game, but I have a weird obsession with the Power Rangers. I have had a weird obsession since I was in fifth grade and the original Power Rangers debuted. I still remember sitting in the cafeteria and talking with my friends at lunchtime about the Green Power Ranger and how he could do this, like, sick mode and, like, shoot these discs. This was back when the Green Power Ranger was bad. And, like, could shoot these, like, energy discs at people. And he had that flute. I really wish I was wearing my Dragonzord shirt, but I'm not. But he had that flute that he could summon the Dragonzord. And it was like, like, so this game is an homage to the Power Rangers. The game is Chroma Squad. Released in 2015 to overwhelmingly positive reviews, Chroma Squad is a tactical RPG about five stunt actors who decide to quit their jobs and start their own Power Rangers-inspired TV show. Cast actors, purchased equipment and upgrades for your studio, craft weapons and giant mechas out of cardboard and duct tape. Once the cameras are rolling, you will control your cast of five colored jumpsuited clad warriors in dramatic turn-based battles. Customize your TV studio by hiring actors, upgrade your gear, do marketing, craft weapons, costumes, and giant cardboard robots. Engage in tactical RPG battles with a charming twist. Team up your hero's abilities for maximum fun via teamwork maneuvers. Engage in tactical RPG battles with a charming twist. I typed that twice. Haha. Giant mecha combat. Destroy the city to save the city. A love letter to Power Rangers Takusatsu and the Japanese series of our childhoods. Normally priced at $14.99, it often goes on sale, both scheduled and flash sales, at 70 to 75% off. It's one of those games, like, it was released in 2015, it got re-released across all the platforms in 2017 again. It's so much fun. Like, I need to go back and play it again, because I love the quirkiness. Like, I was that guy that I would get on my phone and I would play those, like, RPG simulators or, like, race car simulator where you, like, it was like the old pixel, like, sprite style, and you had to start your game studio or start your race car studio with, like, the crappiest of the crappy and, like, build it up and then get the upgrades and, like, do this. And then, like, you don't even have to, like, race anymore. And then it's like, in the game one, you had to, like, hire writers and directors, and you had to hire storyboard artists, and, like, pick your genre, and, like, pick your main character, and pick your plot, and then, like, you would have to, like, put it in, like focus groups, and they would respond, like, so I love doing that on my phone. Like, I would pay, like, the $4.99. Chroma Squad is one of those games where you can do it, and you could do it like Power Rangers. And then, once you're done doing all the business side of things, then the tactical RPG comes in, and you're actually, like, casting and, like, acting in the episodes, in the, you know, the environments that, like, you set up and you paid for. And, like, so it's this really cool concept. And it's funny because I remember playing it. I remember I had a few friends that played it back in the day, and I was actually looking at the gaming numbers, and it had, like, a high on Steam, according to SteamDB, of, like, 950 concurrent players, and I was like, no way. And, like, even when I was doing research on this to, like, just look it up to be like, oh man, I remember, like, let me look at the price history, like, it had 13 players playing it on Steam, and I'm like, there is no way that it only had, like, 900 people at its peak. Like, this game had, like, thousands of reviews. There is no, but it is a fun game, I guess, because it SteamDB says nobody played it. It's a hidden gem. It's quirky, as you could have seen in that trailer. Like, they got humor. It's fun. It doesn't take itself too seriously, but it's still, you know, a seriously fun game.
It made me, like, think of, it made me want to break out, like, my Game Boy or, like, the old style with the joysticks that you had to hold. And do like that.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, and it's for those people who like the simulator type games from, like, the days of old, where it's, like, pixelated, you have, like, the 16-bit yeah. sprites. Like, you know, it's fun, but then people who like XCOM, but they don't want to have that, like, 98% chance of hit and you miss. Like, and you could still, like, direct people, and, you know, you have X number of moves and X number of ability. Like, it's fun, but it's not, like, serious, like, oh my god, I'm gonna die. You just might put out a really crappy episode of Chroma Squad that week, you know?
Right, so, right.
Yeah.
There's definitely a place for those kinds of games where it's just pure fun, you know, like, you're not saving the world, you're not
yeah.
having a good time.
And it's
figuring
it's,
out an episode.
Yeah. So, and because I don't want people to think that all I do is talk about RPGs and all I do is talk about, like, nerdy stuff like Power Rangers and Voltron, and we talk about Gundam and Armored Core, and I talk about old games, you know, and back in my day, like, my third and final game just got released in February. It's on my Steam wish list. I haven't purchased it. You could actually buy it across multiple platforms. I don't know if it'll be part of the spring sale because it is a new game. And this one actually, we were in a GameStop and one of the employees told us about it. So I checked it out. I watched the trailer. I read the reviews. I was like, oh, okay. This is actually kind of sick. Like, this is stoking some nostalgia. Now, what is the game, you ask? That game is Penny's Big Breakaway. It is on Steam. It is also on the Switch, the Xbox Series S and X, and on the PS5. As I said before, it was released February 21st of this year. Ready, set, yo! Join Penny and Yo-Yo in a kinetic 3D platformer bursting with innovative gameplay. Showcase your catalog of tricks and chain impressive combos to deliver Penny and Yo-Yo's perfect breakout performance. Take the stage with this vibrant pair in Penny's Big Breakaway. Penny is a street performer with big dreams. She has her own spin on what it takes to be a star. When Eddie the Emperor calls for new palace court performers, Penny gets herself tangled in an audition she'll never forget. A strange encounter with a cosmic string transforms Penny's Yo-Yo into a living creature with an appetite for snacks and mayhem. Use Yo-Yo to help Penny clear her name, outrun the Emperor's penguin army, and unravel the mystery of the cosmic string. Burst on the scene in the fluorescent world of Macaroon, home to this over-and-under escape. Discover your true star power in this easy-to-play, difficult-to-master challenge. Penny's Big Breakaway is the debut title from the game studio Evening Star. Currently, it is $29.99. It is not a AAA title. However, it is a really good title. The reviews I read on it really painted it is in a positive light, so $29.99, not a bad price. Some of the reviews I did read, they said the controls can get kind of clunky, the camera can get kind of weird at times. A couple of people said they felt like the game got rushed out, like it wasn't super polished in some areas, but, I mean, when I was watching the trailer, and I watched a few trailers, and I watched some gameplay as well, it really reminded me of, like, the 2D, 3D Super Mario, like, the Sonics. It reminded me of, like, Arrow the Acrobat on, like, my Genesis that I had back in the day, like, with the colorful, vibrant colors. And, like, you know, for those of us who like those 2D platformers, 3D platformers, like, you have that mix, kind of like a Super Mario 64 or like, the Sonic, you know, like, on Dreamcast or, like, the, you know, when they busted Sonic out of the 2D, like, it's a throwback to that with new spin. And so it looks like it's going to be a ton of fun. I'm definitely going to be picking it up on one of the platforms when it goes on sale, and add it to my catalog of games that hopefully I can play. But yeah, I mean, reviews are mostly positive, you know, and people seem to really be enjoying it. And, you know, it definitely tickles that retro bone that we all kind of have in our bodies, those of us who grew up in, like, the Mario Sonic era.
Yeah, I think this would be a great game for family night, even. You know, break it out with the kiddos and, you know, have a little bit of fun. It looks great.
Yeah, and one of the reviews said it's kind of like, you know, Mario and Yoshi if you had Yoshi out all the time, because you can have somebody control Yo-Yo, so that's kind of cool, too.
Yeah, I definitely think that this is, I mean, even at $29.99, that's a great buy, so.
Yeah, and I put in here, because I write the notes, I can pitch an extra game, so I'm not going to actually, like, pitch it, but Dead Island 2 is now on Game Pass. It's not Steam, but you can get it on Steam, but it's currently on Game Pass, so we plug Game Pass at least like 9 times an episode. We do it organically. We're not paid by Microsoft. Microsoft, please, I want royalty checks going forward. But it is on Game Pass, and it is currently the number one most popular game in the U.S. on the platform. It is a great co-op game, so go play it. Another zombie game. I played the first Dead Island. We might have to try Dead Island 2. So, there you go.
Nice. Well, I think hopefully you all added a couple of those onto your own wish list, and we'll have to update y'all, I guess, with it next week. A little. Okay, so maybe it'll be 2 episodes from now to let you know if you got it or didn't get it on the Steam Spring Sale. So my picks for tonight were things that I actually have no experience playing. They've just been living on my wish list. My wish list is actually pretty hilarious because there's a gap. So there's either a bunch of games on my wish list, like pre 2015, and then like 2020. So there's like a 5-year gap where, you know, being a parent and doing the single mom thing, I just didn't have any time. So I always have to crack up a little bit about my wish list because it looks funny. Like, it just, there's like this 5-year gap where I like fell off the gaming earth.
Well, and I mean, that's everybody's Steam list, though. Like mine is 2013, 2014, 2015, and then nothing until 2017, 2018, and then nothing until 2022. So, yeah.
So it comes and goes, but it's the friend that's always waiting for you to come back, right? So this game actually ties into one of the our discussion topic tonight. What caught my eye about this game was this beautiful cover art. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. And then as I got to talking to friends and stuff like that, they were like, oh yeah, this is actually based on like a really famous tale, and it's like adult version of a child's story, and that just drew me in. And what game am I talking about? I am talking about Lies of P. It is currently $59.99 on Steam. It is on Game Pass, so all you Xbox Microsoft fans out there, you can play it for free. Well, for your monthly subscription anyway. Lies of P is a dark fantasy action game inspired by the classic story of Pinocchio. This macabre souls-like draws its inspiration from an unlikely source, the adventures of Pinocchio. In this grim reimagining of Carlo Collodi's treasured tale, Pinocchio is trying to find the mysterious Mr. Geppetto. His journey takes him to Krat, a Belle Epoque-inspired city whose humanity has been lost to madness and killer puppets. Pinocchio must battle for survival using a range of weapons and swappable legion armies with special abilities. He will also encounter non-hostile characters, but you will have to help him lie to fulfill his dream of becoming a human. So, first of all, the game is gorgeous. I mean, it's so pretty. The art style is really fantastic. And if you are getting like a Bloodborne Souls-like feel from that little bit of gameplay that you saw, you would actually be right. A lot of, it seems like it pulled a lot of inspiration, even down to the UI. Comes from Bloodborne. So if that turns you off because you're like me and you avoid Souls-like games like the plague because they hurt your feelings, because they're hard for no reason, give this one a chance. because it's funny, you know, sometimes when you're reading through the reviews and everything like that, you have to kind of, like, understand it's all... the beauty is in the eye of the reviewer, right? So if you're playing it and expecting it to be, like, you know, like a truly, like, a Dark Souls-like game, you're going to be disappointed because it turns out that the boss fights, according to reviews, are a bit easier. So it has, it very much has that Souls-like feel, but without the, like, head banging into and through your walls, you know, frustration. So that actually makes it, you know, more appealing to me, because like I said, I avoid Souls-like games. And this has, like, a great storyline that pulls you in. It is definitely, you know, don't hear, oh, Pinocchio is family-friendly. This, not so much with this one. You might want to pass. You know, because there's a bit of graphic violence. So this was a game that it piqued my interest because of the cover art, and it's grown into, like, this full-fledged, like, ooh, I really want to play this. I kind of want to... we'll try it out. We'll try it out on Xbox first on Game Pass, and then see if I want to dive into it on PC as well. So...
yeah, and I know we've been talking about it, because it's been on Game Pass now for a little bit, and, you know, it recently got added, but when it got added, we kind of highlighted it, and... yeah, I think this is going to be a title just because it is $60, you know, unless it goes on sale. Plus, the good news is that, you know, you can play Game Pass on PC, so kind of get an idea on what it feels like with a controller and a mouse and a keyboard. Plus, I'm kind of a sucker for, like, those old, like, Grimm fairy tales, like, the older Disney stuff. Like, I like that dark, you know, I like it, so... definitely piqued my interest as well. I tend to stay away from Souls games just because I get really angry, and I don't want to break controllers because I can't get past a boss. Like, Shadow of the Colossus is the last game that I played like that I really liked it. You know, I haven't played Sekiro, I haven't played, you know, I played Bloodborne, and it was fun, but, you know, I'm not a big Souls fan, so this is definitely something I'm going to try as well, just because I like the aesthetic of it. I think it is a really good-looking game, and it's a newer game, and it's got rave reviews. You know, I know we said on the channel we don't really care as much about what reviewers say, but when reviewers are echoing what our guts are telling us, then that's definitely a positive as well.
I will tend to put stock into Steam reviews, especially if it's a game that's been purchased quite a bit. So if it's, you know, mostly positive, very positive, or overwhelmingly positive, it usually gives me, you know, a pause. IGN, I don't know. Sometimes I think they're a little weird over there. Like, I just think sometimes they get a little, like, I'm going to not like this game simply because I don't want to. And, you know, and then there's that. So the next game, it's not quite as steep as Lies of P, which was, like we said, $59.99. Ouch. Right? But Enshrouded is currently $29.99. on Steam, and, you know, we talked a couple weeks ago about the survival games, and this was not on the list, but it has since piqued my interest, because I like some of what they, some of the mechanics of the game I find pretty intriguing. Enshrouded is a game of survival, crafting, and action RPG combat set within a sprawling voxel-based continent. As you journey across the mountains and the deserts of an open world, you are free to choose your path and shape your destiny. Ignite the ancient power of the flame and piece together the fragments of a story that unfolds below the surface. You start with nothing but the will to survive the wilds. You must scrape and scavenge through the ruined remnants of a lost kingdom and fend off the beasts that hunger for your flesh. What it was talking about, this is the part that intrigues me most. So there's this flame that you, it's like kind of like the source of your power or your ability to do anything, really. And the whole enshrouded thing, you know, if your flame goes out, whatever, you know, there's like a almost like an insanity like metric to the game, where, you know, you can't see and this and that. And that really drew me in. So that was kind of a neat way to bring into that survival aspect, also that kind of like mystical sort of power through it. And there's, and each level up, so to speak, like your next level of you know, resources, whether it's like, you know, whatever, you know, you're gathering, whether it's rocks or trees or this or that, like the next level is gated behind some kind of, you know, whether it's a combat or that kind of thing, that unlocks it. And then, you know, you are free to play, or move on to the next, next phase of the game. You can play with up to 16 people in a server. So it is something you can play with your loved one, as we do, or, you know, with a whole group of friends, or like a 8-way, you know, what do you call it? It wouldn't be a double date. It would be
an octo date,
octo date or something. But this one definitely caught my eye just because I liked the story. In addition to, you know, it's not just being a typical survival game. So that's what caught my eye on this one.
Yeah, and it's funny because Lives of P is the only game on your list that I know anything about. So, like, you are also uncovering things on your wish list that I have no idea what they are. So it's like, huh. Like, Enshrouded is one of those, I don't know much about it. I'm going to check it out because you want to check it out. But, like, it looks interesting. We're kind of on this, like, survival game kick. It seems like everybody goes through a survival game kick. And I'm definitely going to have to check it out, yeah.
I guess I want to just punch trees a lot. You know, yeah. I was making fun of that because, yeah, the whole getting wood from a tree by punching it. Yeah. I'm like, I would like to see that happen. The next one is a little bit of a bonus, because we're talking about the Steam sale starting, what was it, March 14th. Yeah. So in about a little over a week, you're looking at having to wait if any of these go on sale. This one, however, is on sale right now. You don't have to wait like 8 days. So this one is called Outward, the Definitive Edition. It is now on sale on Steam. Experience the overhauled and complete Outward experience in the Definitive Edition, which natively includes the content, the content of the Soroborians and the Three Brothers. New weapons, dungeons, and unique mechanics and improvements to quality of life. Explore the world of Ori. Outward delivers an immersive RPG experience coupled with, I said RPG correctly, thank you. Coupled with the survival gameplay, offering a deeply rewarding challenge for the most avid gamers. As an ordinary adventurer, you will not only have to hide or defend yourself against threatening creatures, but also brave the hazardous environmental conditions to protect yourself against infectious diseases, make sure you get enough sleep, and stay hydrated. Embark on the perilous expeditions across untamed lands to reach new cities. Undertake varied missions and discover hidden dungeons crawling with formidable enemies. This is all, you can play this game solo, or you can play it with a friend, either locally or online. It does have a split screen mechanic when there is more than one. So that's actually kind of cool. I like that quite a bit. The thing that I liked, again, when I was going through the reviews and everything like that, number one, I work in the industry, and I will say that this game plays on, the trailer for this game plays on our screen, and it is, without a doubt, one of the only games that I have seen, no matter what people are there looking for, if they're there shopping for trading cards, or if they're there shopping for Pop Funkos, or if they're there shopping for games, they stop and watch this trailer. That is how beautiful this game is. It's very, like, captivating, like, very pleasing aesthetically. It definitely pulls you in. And that was the first thing that caught my attention on this. The next thing, as I started reading, again, with the reviews, you have to kind of, you know, figure out what people aren't liking about it, because what they don't like, you might like. Outward is a slow play game, because you're going to have to do a lot of resting to bring up your healing, you know, like your dips in health and like the food, you know, which is also a mechanic for, you know, raising your health bar again. That takes a little bit of while. And the map is also kind of a little clunky, because it doesn't tell you where you are on that map. So you better figure that one out. You know, so you can spend a little bit of time wandering around completely lost if you're like me and have a terrible sense of direction. But other than that, like, it's still, I'm stuck on it. I'm stuck on it, Rick. I'm stuck on the survival / RPG, like, combination game. And the fact this is $6, like, as of right now, where I'm picking up tonight. So there's that.
Ah, dropping the bomb right there, huh? Yeah, no, I've never heard of it. I know when you were doing your research, you were like, man, before the trailer, like, you're like, what is this game? Then after the trailer, you're like, what is this game? And like, I watched the trailer because I had to cut and edit the video package, and I was like, what is this game? Like, I'm watching it, and I'm like, what even is it? Like, I don't know if I'm intrigued or if I'm just kind of like slightly bored. Like, what is this game? Like, what is it about? Like, I don't want to, like, give me the DLDR. Like, I'm the one making all the media packages. And I'm like, I don't know, like, what is it? So I don't have any experience with it. I might let you buy it for $5.99 and then have you tell me how it is. And, you know, that'll dictate whether or not I get it. Like, I'm still trying to play the Yakuza series, like, you know, from start to finish, from zero all the way up. Like, so I don't know where I'm going to find this time to play it another game, especially like a survival RPG. Like, I'm already playing RPGs. I never finished Persona 5, and now Persona 3 is back on Game Pass, and I have it on my Xbox. And I'm like, my goodness, I love RPGs, but, oh, holy crap. I don't know.
When it comes to me recommending a game, you can pretty much be sure that there's, you know, some kind of magical element to it, because I pull in that direction. I heard the word battle mage, and I was like, I'm there.
Yeah, battle mages. I mean, that you hear that, and there's even been games centered around Battle Mage. I think I have one in my Steam library called Battle Mage or Battle Magus or something, and I remember it was like nothing but the hands.
Yeah, like, yeah. Casts.
Yeah, because that was on another spring sale I heard about. Heard good things about. But yeah, it's I don't know. I'm just gonna end it with, what is this game?
Apparently a slower play game, and that actually caught my attention even more. Because I tend to, I, Which is the same reason why I dislike and shy away from Souls-like games, where, you know, because the action is really fast and, you know, the fights are really fast and you've got to be like, really, like, there's zero room for error in your, you know, mechanics. This is a slower play. And like I said, what some people think is a negative, I sometimes think is a positive for me. So I'm going to give it a try.
There you go. Cool. So there you go. You got six titles in a bonus. Make sure you check those out. Add them to your wish list if they sound interesting. Some of them will be a part of spring sales. Some of them are already on sale. Some of them might not be on sale for a while. But Left 4 Dead 2, Chroma Squad, Penny's Big Breakaway, the new game for you. Lies of P, Enshrouded, and Outward Definitive Edition. And if you have Game Pass, make sure you're playing Dead Island 2 with your closest friend. Some good titles out here. Some good co-op titles. Some good Octodate titles with Enshrouded.
Is that a word? I don't think that's a word. But I think, you know, I think it is now.
You know, speak it into existence.
Octodate. I don't think we even know eight couples, but, you know.
I don't even think we I know go eight find people.
Some. We need to go find some. So, you know, I was talking earlier about what drew me in to Lies of P, and that was the cover art. There's another game that I am dying to get my hands on simply because it's a beautiful, you know, beautiful cover art, which is Ghost of Tsushima. I always say that wrong. I probably am still saying it wrong.
Tsushima.
But and so, you know, we've always heard, don't judge a book by its cover. Like, don't judge a game by its cover art. Yes? No?
It really depends.
You know what? Yeah? What do you think?
I mean, I think when we were doing research on this topic and using my own personal stash of games, you know, they've got it down to a science now on games looking good and playing good. Games looking good, game boxes, cover art looking good and playing like absolute garbage. All you got to do is look at all the EA sports titles. Like, they go out of their way to, like, pick the Madden cover athlete, pick the NBA cover athlete. And they're just reskins. Like, not good games. Wrestling games, not good games. They're just reskins. Like, they're just desperately waiting. But back in the day, when they didn't have the formula down, there were some pretty crappy cover arts. And, you know, like, I've got a couple in my hand right now. Like, one of them that was consistently on lists, and I can agree, the original Mega Man titles. You know, like, here's a Mega Man. Here's Mega Man 2. It's on the list. For those of you who are looking at the VOD, you can see it. Like, it's an actual dude. Like, Mega Man 2 is a dude in a suit holding a blaster. Like, Mega Man isn't a dude in a suit holding a... He's... Dr. Light made him. He's a robotic sentient organism. He has no blaster. His arm is the flipping blaster. But Mega Man, Mega Man 2, Mega Man 3, like, all the way up through Mega Man X, like, these are fantastic masterpieces of games. Like, they're some of my favorite games. I love the Mega Man series. They have terrible, terrible cover art. And yes, this isn't an original cartridge. I'll fight you trying to steal it. Like, another one, Dragon Warrior. This is another one. It's, like, watercolor. Like, fighting this dragon, the eyes are kind of wonky on this dragon. Like, but it is arguably, Dragon Warrior and Dragon Quest are arguably two of the titles that kicked off, like, helped Nintendo just explode with RPGs back in the day on the NES, on the Famicom, on the Super Nintendo, on the Super Famicom. Like, Japanese culture, when they used to release new Dragon Warriors and Dragon Quests, they had to release them on weekends, because if they release them during the week, they would have to close down companies because people were buying this. Like, 90% of the sales were on the day of were people who called out sick to work because they went like, but this cover art is not good. It's not good. Like, I have another, you know, Gauntlet Legends for the Nintendo 64. It's just some random, like, hellfire. The skull isn't even centered, and it's got these, like, bat wings. Like, what? And it's one of the best Nintendo 64 games. Again, you want to talk about good co-op, Gauntlet Legends, another one of my favorite games. Like, and so until they figured out the formula, they were just, like, making random stuff. Like, some of these box arts are absolutely hideous, but the games are fantastic.
You know what, and I'm going to admit something that might get us some hate mail. Super Mario Wonder, I don't like the cover art for that at all. It's a fantastic game. I'll play the heck out of it. But the cover art itself, meh, I don't love it. So that, for me, is that it depends. Nowadays, if it's a franchise or a title that I've never heard of, you know, that I have no connection to, absolutely, I'll look at the cover art and be like, this looks good, and then I'll flip it to the back and see what the screenshots look like, you know, on the game. And if that looks interesting, honestly, that's what got me interested in the Yakuza series, was somebody brought in their full collection of the Yakuza games, steelbooks, and I was like, what is this? And, you know, and then I, you know, started looking at the screenshots in the back, and then the trailer, and I was like, oh, this looks like fun. I'm gonna try this series. And there's, you know, there's been some other cover art that I'm just like, yeah, no. I think what's that, No Longer Human is one of them where I'm just like, it didn't really interest me too much. But if it's, you know, Mario, they could just have a black cover with bright white letters that said Super Mario whatever, and I'll buy it.
So it's got his face on it, yeah. It'll sell.
Yeah, if it's a franchise or a title that I'm familiar with, I mean, obviously, like, if I heard that Full Metal Alchemist was, you know, they were coming out with a new game or whatever, I would buy it. I wouldn't care what the cover would look like.
Yeah. I had something I was going to add, and I lost it. So it really just depends. It does depend.
I talked too long. You lost your train of thought.
Well, you said Super Mario Wonder, and I started looking for my case for it, but it's not here. One of the kids must have stashed. I know where the cartridge is. I just don't know where the case is. But yeah, and I mean, for me, it's like, and it's funny because I didn't play any of the Yakuzas, because from the gameplay I saw, it looked serious, but then it looked crazy. Like, there's clowns and there's like karaoke, and I'm like, eh. I remember getting burned by Saints Row. Like, the first one was good, the second one was good, the third one was eh. And then it just went off the rails. And, like, the Crackdown series, like, Crackdown 3, it was like they're trying to be serious but out there. And, like, I almost got bit by it playing Yakuza 0. Like, I'm running around, like, the first couple hours, and all of a sudden I find this guy named Bob Zero. And he's, like, some dude dressed up in a suit, but he's got on a clown mask and, like, face paint and a wig. And I'm like, what the heck? But, I mean, you get gifts from him. And then, like, he leaves. And you're like, what? And, like, there's, like, rhythm games for, like, doing karaoke and doing dance in the disco at the clubs. And I'm like, okay, like, it's trying to take itself seriously but also have lots of fun. So, like, yeah, I mean, especially, I mean, that's the gaming industry in a nutshell. Like, if you judge it by its cover, you judge it by the, like, the surface-level trailer or the surface-level stuff, you might miss out on gems. You know, and it's really subjective. Some people might find a game to be absolute crap, while others find it to be a masterpiece. You know, unless it's like a universally panned title, like E.T. on the Atari or Superman on the Nintendo 64. Like, pretty much someone is going to enjoy a game, whereas someone else won't. And someone else will say, yeah, that box art looks really good. And other people are like me, you know, Dragon Warrior. Like, why is this dragon have these coked out red eyes? Like, they don't even look like dragon eyes. So, you know, yeah. I mean, I would say don't judge a game by its cover.
Well, and I do have to take that into account, because there is a franchise that I have avoided simply because I don't like the cover art for their titles. And it's Horizon. New Dawn, Forbidden West. I don't really like their covers. I don't. I like every single one. I'm like, oh, it's a Horizon game. And they have a huge following. You know? So, so I might be missing out on something because I'm judging a game by its cover.
Yeah, man, meanwhile, I like Gaga for the Horizon series, especially because it takes place in the Rocky Mountains, which is where we live. Like, it's kind of cool that they're, you know, anything that takes place in Colorado or the Rocky Mountains, I got to read, I got to watch, I got to play, just to be like, ah, like Last of Us is fantastic. Like, you know, it's some fictitious university in quote unquote Eastern Colorado, but spoiler alert, folks, they took Colorado State and CU Boulder and they mashed it together. Like, you can actually see buildings. So, like, anyways, that's a tangent we don't need to go down. But,
yeah. So the long and short of it, I might be missing out on something by refusing to play the Horizon games because I think the cover art's dumb. And it has, you know, opened our eyes and caught our attentions for games we might not have thought about before, if not for, you know, beautiful cover art. So, you know, it's a double-edged sword, I guess.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. Well, that about does it for episode 13. Again, nobody died. We're still very much alive. All of our games are very much alive. Our passions are very much alive. 13 ain't nothing but a number. I'm going to probably not be around for 14 now because I'm openly mocking superstitious numbers. But we talked about some games that to prep you for the Steam Spring Sale. We discussed, you know, judging a game by its cover art. There's some really bad cover art in the retro game community especially, but really good games. Make sure you tune in live Wednesday nights here on our Twitch channel, Frickin' Fox LLC, where we do Pixel Heart Duo every week. We also release the VODs on our YouTube channel. Just look youtube.com, Frickin' Fox. You'll find the most up-to-date channel there and our previous VODs. And you can catch us anywhere you catch your podcast services. Spotify, Apple Music, Google Music. Just search for Pixel Heart Duo. We're the top of the list. I check it weekly on Spotify when I'm going through my random podcasts. And we are top of the list, Pixel Heart Duo. So once again, I am Frick.
And I am Fox.
We will catch you guys here weekly. Until then, game on.